Let me introduce Chris to you. Chris and I have had a great chance of being able to talk there for a little bit last night, and it was very interesting to find out that he was a technical author, as I have been there for a while and has seen the wonderful frustration that there is in technical authoring. So anybody out there who's ever written technical books, the math of the fact of my last book, as an example, took 15 months to write, and it only took 12 months for Microsoft to write the next version of the product. So, you know, it's a very challenging, frustrating thing. But Chris brings a lot of experience to the table. I'm going to hand off to him in just one second here. I got two more quick announcements to make. The first off is in terms of lunch. The lunch will be available after this session, I believe it is. Down the way, there will be signs. You'll see where it's at. It's not directly out here. It's a little bit further down. And then second off, just because I can, I wanted to do two quick shout-outs. So shout-out number one is to my former hometown, Chicago. I just saw you guys on the just saw the pictures off the Twitter feed of the guys in Chicago. That's very cool to see. And then to the Dallas user group, to Matt and the crew that are running that out right now. So call out whoop whoop to the guys in that location as well. With that, I'll leave you with Chris.
Thank you. Shout out to Matt as well. Woo woo.
Yes.
Matt and I co-authored the books that Cameron just told you about. So I am a technology geek. I will not lie to you. There is something. Don't worry. There is something so cool about technology, I live it. So yesterday I plugged in my Surface unit, which is right here, and one of the tech guys said, you know, it'd be really cool, and I think he said this not seriously, he said, it'd be really cool if you could control that via your Windows phone. And I started thinking, well, why couldn't you? And so I went to the Microsoft research group, and it turns out it is actually technically possible to do just that. And so, for the first time, I'm going to try and run a presentation via my Windows phone and not touch. I'm going to have to touch it twice. I'm sorry. I already tested this while you were hearing the previous presentation. I also think that technology should be timely, and you shouldn't actually set it up until you actually need to use it. So I set this up about 6 minutes ago. Yes, it's all going to work. I'm not even worried a little bit. So who is Veeam and what do we do? Veeam makes virtualization tools. We're all about virtualization. Hyper-V and VMware. We make the best virtualization tools in the marketplace. You've heard of our tools for backup. We do backup for the VMware environment and for the Hyper-V environment. We do it in such a way that it is both innovative and incredibly effective, and at the same time, very powerful and affordable. That combination makes a fantastic piece of technology. We're not actually here to talk about backup. We're here to talk about something else which I think is near and dear to all of our hearts, and that's monitoring and management capabilities. We've really kind of established a position from a virtualization management perspective and a virtualization data protection perspective in our industry, and we want to continue to keep that perspective as we move forward. We've worked very closely with Microsoft when it comes to System Center. We work with Operations Manager, and we'll talk extensively today about the Veeam Management Pack for VMware. It's actually about to undergo a name change. You can hear it here. It'll be called the Veeam Management Pack for System Center. We'll discuss how and why we actually go about this process of building management packs and what the benefit is of extending operational monitoring and management controls into the VMware environment with System Center can actually bring to an organization. Last year, we were really pleased. Microsoft named us Partner of the Year in the virtualization and management space, and I like to think it's because of the work that we're about to talk about here with the management pack. So 2014 is going to be all about hypervisor coexistence. 2013 started this process, and we're going to continue down that road as we look forward. I'm going to ask some questions of all of you. How many of you have VMware in your environment today? That's almost every hand in the room. How many of you have Hyper-V in your environment today? That's about a third of the hands in this room. Now, I'm guessing either some of you voted twice or some of you weren't telling the truth the first question. I actually think it's because some of you voted twice. Microsoft actually tells us, as of a couple of weeks ago, about 63% of networks are now running both hypervisors, both VMware and Hyper-V. Now, I could ask you a trick question. Which one is better? I don't want to know the answer. I know both of them are fantastic hypervisors, and I can see what will happen in the short-term and long-term future. Because of the way that Microsoft has positioned Hyper-V and because of its capabilities in the virtualization space, we're going to see multi-hypervisor environments in the accounts in which we work. It means there's a tremendous opportunity when we start talking about System Center. We're going to use System Center Operations Manager, and we're going to gather data from both hypervisor environments, and we're going to display that data in an easy-to-consume and very actionable manner. If we do that, I think we've given something to our community. And we'll lay all that on top of course, the System Center framework. So where does Veeam MP actually provide value? I think we actually get value in kind of three key areas. The first one is proven architecture. We do not get what's called tunnel vision when we use the Veeam Management Pack. Veeam Management Pack is an agentless solution. You don't go and install agents on the virtual machines. Unfortunately, if you choose to take that approach, you only see what's inside the virtual machine. That makes zero sense. I want to see everything from a virtual infrastructure perspective. I want the applications, the operating systems, the virtual machines, the underlying hypervisor architecture, and then I also want what's underneath the hypervisor. I want the physical hardware. When we talk about monitoring in a virtual environment, I want to see everything in the virtual environment. And Veeam Management Pack allows me to get that. It's enterprise strength. You can run this in a small business environment if you want. If you have a very few number of hosts, you can gather information from those hosts and display it in the Management Pack. It's displayed inside of the System Center interface. This single interface concept is really, really nice. It provides automatic failover and load balancing. I'll talk about how here in just a couple of minutes. And the user can actually go in and configure data publication so that they get to see exactly what they want, exactly when they want. There's built-in alerting and reporting functionality that's automatically enabled out of the box. Lastly, we use complete integration. The alerts, the dashboards, the reporting, the detailed health modeling. We use a comprehensive knowledge base. We also directly integrate back to the VMware knowledge base so that you can actually see not only what's happening in the environment, but what else is associated with it. So knowledge base articles, recommendations, best practices for resolutions all become available at your fingertips and all inside the same interface. You don't ever move away. Now, let me give you a fun example. Everybody says, what does it actually look like? This is what it looks like. I apologize. I am going to have to touch my Surface unit to kick this off. So when you work with Veeam Management Pack, you're actually going to work with a view like this one, where you have a hierarchical architectural view of everything from the top down. So I can start at the data center, work down into an individual ESX cluster, find an individual server. Now, this is kind of cool. We're gathering data from VMware's SimSmash database on the underlying hardware. So now I can actually look at the hardware that's lying underneath the hypervisor layer. And I can actually look at individual components. You can see here's a look at sensors. I can scroll over and say, gosh, here's a individual fan, and here's its operation. So we can get to a minute amount of detail, but at the same time, I might not want to know about hardware. What if I want to know about the operation of software? Well, let's go in and let's look at SharePoint. In this case, I've got a warning on one of my SharePoint servers, and the warning's going to be associated with, I believe, one of my websites. I can scroll in, find the appropriate website. In this case, it's running, and it's an issue with a default website on IIS. And I can right-click and simply go to Health Center and start finding out information about how to fix that problem. Now, you just took for granted what happened there, because this is what we all want. We don't want to open six different tools to get a simple solution. Instead, we want those six different tools to be integrated into System Center Operations Manager, open a single interface, and see everything. And that's exactly what Veeam Management Pack gives you, the opportunity to see everything. Applications, operating systems, underlying virtual machines, hypervisor layer, and the hardware beneath it. By using that, a business gets incredible insights. I'm going to give you a fast example. One of the companies that we've worked with in a fairly large-scale enterprise-sized deployment is a company called GameStop. Now, GameStop uses System Center. They also have a very large VMware implementation. They wanted to be able to see what was happening with their VMware environment while at the same time continuing to run System Center. That's a big thing. Most companies don't want to implement another monitoring or management framework simply so that they can work with their VMware infrastructure. Because they already had System Center, we simply added the Veeam Management Pack on top of their SCOM deployment. I shouldn't say SCOM. Where's Wally? He's going to come get me. That probably stands for something else. Their System Center Operations Manager deployment. And on that day, they started getting feedback, notifications via email to their administrators about systems that have overcommitted resources. They changed their paradigm from reactionary, where we saw what happened and now we've got to fix it, to very preventive. I can see what's coming and I'm going to stop it from happening. And it changes their business entirely. Their medium time to resolution for incidents goes way down. In fact, in most cases, they no longer have incidents because they see them coming instead of responding after they happen. They also use something that's a part of the Veeam Management Pack for System Center that I think is pretty darn cool. They actually use this to do capacity planning. So they can easily go in and they can say, gosh, you know, look at the capacity of my specific VMware host. Start to give me some analysis on where virtual machines ought to be placed, how I can make best use of my resources. When am I going to need to actually allocate new resources to continue to support the virtual machine environment that I have? Those kind of pieces of information come at very low cost. They're included as part of the Veeam Management Pack. They don't come as a sold separately item. All of that's simply included. Now, when you work with the Veeam Management Pack, I told you that there are built-in alerts, there are built-in report functionalities, and they come enabled out of the box. So you don't have to have a PhD in virtual machine monitoring in order to get fantastic quality information. You simply install the Management Pack. The Management Pack will actually make use of the existing System Center agents that are already installed. We don't install any additional agents in the virtual machines, remember? So the installation configuration is easy. Once the installation configuration is in place, we'll start gathering data from the virtual machines around the environment, and that information is going to be reported just like you see on the screen here inside of the System Center Operations Manager interface. And it's very easy for us to go in and actually look at that interface and decide exactly what needs to be done with each of those alerts. So in this case, we can actually look at an alert. In this case, it happens to be an alert associated with memory on one of our SharePoint servers. Now, I wonder what it means. Well, we can read the alert description, then we can hit the resolution phase, and we can actually go out and look at the monitoring and see what exactly caused the problem. In this case, we've exceeded memory thresholds for that particular SharePoint box. Now, I can easily move up and down and see other errors in this case that are directly associated with that. And I can move directly out to the knowledge base. In this case, this is the VMware knowledge base, specifically related to this virtual machine. In this case, this happens to be an issue with connectivity, and they make some recommendations about using ping to verify connectivity, other verification of connectivity suggestions. The point is, again, you expect it to be this way. You expect us to be able to integrate four or five different tool sets together and present them inside of a single interface and with Management Pack for System Center. That's exactly what we do. What about reporting? That's something that everybody asks about. And when I talk about return on investments, one of the things that I always talk about is this particular report. With Veeam Management Pack for System Center, you're going to install this and your client is going to take it. And one of the first reports you're going to recommend to them is this one. You're going to say, let's go out, let's look at the built-in reports. These are built-in. The customer can generate their own. I like using the built-in ones. The guys at Veeam know exactly what they're doing. We're going to use this one. And it's going to tell me which of my virtual machines have the right resources allocated to them. It's called the right sizing report. So I'll go in and schedule it. We're going to run it based on a data set that's collected over the course of a month. Now it's going to come back and tell us, here are our virtual machines. 18 of them we looked at. 9 of them are oversized. Now, when we say oversized, what that means is we've given them more CPU resources than they actually use. And in a VMware environment, that costs money. So we want to make sure that we allocate the appropriate amount of resources to the virtual machines. And here you can actually see on the right-hand column the number of virtual machines I can reclaim. I can go by individual virtual machine and look at a time-lapsed image of how it consumes CPU resources. So for those of you that are thinking, well, did it use all those resources all the time, or am I just getting spikes where I hit those high points? What's the actual usage? I can see the pattern. So a tool like this one, right out of the box, usually helps to provide an instant return on investment. Again, do you see the process, we're transitioning away from the old methodology of total reaction to what happened and moving to a much better methodology of control, monitoring, and prevention. And we're doing it in a way that all of you, I'm convinced, you're sitting there thinking, oh, that's a cool tool. I could run that right now. And you're right. Because the idea is powerful, easy to use, affordable. And if we do our job right, you should be able to do yours and do it very effectively and very efficiently. How does this actually work? VMware actually integrating with Ops Manager. Well, we're going to start with System Center, of course. We're going to have the VMware infrastructure, and in between those two, we're actually going to put something called an NWorks collector. Now, NWorks is the name of the collector in homage to the company who produced it. So the NWorks collector works with the management pack and will actually gather the data from VMware vSphere all the way up to current edition. A collector is going to collect information for up to somewhere between 400 to 600 individual VMware virtual machines. When we go beyond that, we can simply add additional collectors to supplement so that we can go well into sizable enterprise deployments. How well does this work in an enterprise environment? Very, very well. We've implemented it where we're monitoring thousands. And it does just fine. It's agentless, scalable. All of it is centrally managed. And I told you earlier that it is fault tolerant. Let's talk about exactly how that fault tolerance works. So when we talk about collectors, the actual collectors themselves are gathering information from an underlying database. I'm totally geeking out here because I just realized something. I wrote notes for this slide, and they just popped up on my phone. Okay, so this is called Office Remotes from Microsoft Research. If you ever have to do a presentation, you totally want this. The notes are even accurate for the slide. That's kind of cool. The NWorks collectors were designed with high availability and fault tolerance in mind. That sounds like I wrote it. The idea here is very simple. Each of the vCenters will report information to a collector. If one of those collectors happens to fail, the collection can simply be handled by other associated collectors in that environment. And it happens automatically. You don't have to do anything. There's no manual failover required. It simply occurs. I told you earlier one of the reasons that we love this concept of the Veeam MP for System Center is because it is agentless. It leverages the existing vSphere API set, collects information from something called the VMware SimSmash database. Because of that, we get detailed information about the underlying hardware. In addition, we get great info about what's actually running in the VM, and then, of course, what's on top of that virtual machine. Very mature solution. We're currently on version 6.5, and we're on the cusp of version 7.0. Now, I don't have any super secrets to tell you about version 7.0, but if you'll watch Alec King and the Veeam Twitter feed, you'll find some neat stuff coming from us in the very near future. Version 7.0 is coming. If you're interested in participating in the beta, and you've got a lot of System Center experience, please come and see me or shoot me an email, chris.henley@veeam.com. I'm more than happy to have you participate in testing our new software. We're always interested in what you have to say from a customer's perspective. We do take this very seriously. We work directly with VMware and we work directly with Microsoft. When we talk about products that work with both Hyper-V and VMware, whether that's the backup product or the management pack, we do not try and program our way around Microsoft or around VMware. We do exactly the opposite. We program to their standards, we work with them in our programming, and we build products that meet their standards. As such, VMware certified and Microsoft certified. Current support for VMware in the version 3 all the way up through 5 editions. And of course, on the Microsoft side, I didn't put MOM 2005 because most of you don't use it anymore. But you could theoretically use the MP all the way back to MOM 2005 and up to and through the 2012 editions. So tons of capability here. I have a couple of asks for you in terms of what I would recommend, and then a quick thank you. First, If you haven't used the management pack for VMware, please go out to our website, www.veeam.com. You can download the free trial edition and start using it today. You'll be surprised at how easy it is to configure and install. If you're using Operations Manager already, you'll have it installed and configured before you go to lunch, and you'll be getting alerts, updates, and reports before you get back from lunch. Tyler Rowe, the gentleman who works here in Texas, I just listened to him talking to one of our customers. I love it. He said, you know, we'll go out and we'll do proof of concept. We'll set it up in the morning. We'll take him out to lunch. And he said, one of the customers we just set it up with, we got to lunch, and their Operations Manager server started sending them email notifications about one of their servers that was about to have an issue. We actually left lunch and went and fixed the problem before it occurred. That's exactly why we use Management Pack for System Center. We want to be able to have you extend the same kind of monitoring management capabilities into your VMware environment using System Center that all of us really want to have. Go out, hit the website, download a copy, and you will be on your way today. Last thing, I've got 30 seconds left, and then we'll bring Cameron up here and get you on your way to lunch. There's always a, you know you're a nerd if. My Twitter handle is at nerdy like that. I've embraced my nerdyhood. Yes, I am the guy who will try and run a PowerPoint presentation off of his Windows phone. I'm reading through my list of you know you're a nerd if. And one of the things on the list said, you know you're a nerd if you have a miniature screwdriver set and you know where it is. Oh, mine's in my front pocket. If you have a screwdriver set and you know where it is, awesome. If you don't, stop by the Veeam booth. I've got some miniature screwdriver sets. We can talk Veeam MP, and I'll hook you up with a set where you know where it is. Thanks for your time and your attention. I very much appreciate it. Enjoy your lunch. We look forward to seeing you more here at System Center Universe.